Happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you, said Buddha. After reading this, we asked ourselves many questions regarding the topic of happiness. What does happiness actually mean? And does it differ from one culture to another? What does it mean to you? Especially now, due to the current COVID-19 situation, happiness is seen from another point of view. Maybe you can find out for yourself while listening to us talking about it in our podcast named Worldwide Happiness. Let me introduce the speakers.
Diego.
Silvia.
Anna.
And me, Umaima.
What's up, guys? So, today I'm going to talk about happiness in the United States of America. So, first, let's talk about statistics, shall we? According to the World Happiness Report from 2021, the US lands on the 14th place. In comparison to 2020, our state has improved from the 18th place to the 14th within 1 year. One reason for the upwards trend of the US could be the improving COVID situation. Go USA! But what does happiness mean for us? To some degree, I would say the American dream. For example, working hard and climbing up the career ladder, or chasing after success and recognition from society. Material possessions are also a factor of happiness. Higher lifestyle, position in society, and very, very important, the freedom of expression and individuality. However, this type of happiness is evasive. In order to be able to reach those goals, many Americans work very hard so that they aren't able to actually acknowledge or enjoy their achievements. It's not uncommon that children are sent to daycares or to summer camps by their parents so that they can work. So what needs to be done to achieve happiness? According to my aunt, she says that spending time with a loved one, especially during the COVID time, is very helpful. Also, taking a day off to enjoy the fruits of one's own hard work and enjoy the daily positive moments, kind of creating one's personal oasis. Having said so, how is the happiness situation in your country, Silvia?
Very informative, thank you, Diego. The country I will talk about is Bulgaria, my homeland, and what happiness means for Bulgarians. Taking a look at Bulgaria's place in the World Happiness Index charts, you will notice that Bulgaria has been consistently ranking better in the last few years. In 2021, the place it takes, however, is still at number 88 on the list. There are a number of things Bulgarians value for their happiness. The most important one of them would be good health, as even our hello, zdravei, can be roughly translated to be healthy. And when something bad happens, non-health related, we usually say, don't worry, the important thing is that we are healthy. Another factor contributing to people's happiness is money, as Bulgaria and the Balkans in general aren't as financially well off as some other European countries. A lot of Bulgarians wish for more money than what an average Bulgarian receives, especially so they can provide for their family and have enough money to use for recreational purposes. Which leads us to another factor, family. Bulgarians are usually close-knit. There's a strong intergenerational connection between them. Grandparents and grandsons, for example, often spend a lot of time together, as was in my case. And the last thing I want to mention is education. A lot of parents motivate their children to finish university-level education, very often in the capital. Some young people who speak foreign languages choose to study in another country, me being an example, to improve their communication abilities, gain new perspectives, and possibly come back home to find a good job with the knowledge they've acquired. But what needs to be done to achieve happiness? One thing would be people to stay close despite the hardships. The hardships, that means having a good community around you, finding a well-paying job, working hard and treating yourself afterwards, eating good, especially homemade food, and taking a break from work, going on vacation.
Cool, thank you. That was already super interesting. I will continue with my home country, Germany, and I would like to look at some statistics on happiness, where Germany is on the 7th place of the Worldwide Happiness Study of 2021, and 95% of Germans say that they're happy because of a personal hobby that they have. Sports seems to be another source of happiness, since 57% of people who are happy also do sports. To me personally, I spend most of my time traveling, pursuing my hobbies, and volunteering in a student organization. To me, happiness means to spend time with friends or outside, discovering new places. But happiness also means to be successful in my studies and to like the work that I'm doing. For many Germans, generally, happiness is the key for a good life. They try to become successful in various areas of their life in order to be happy, for example, in work or in competitions. They spend time in nature, traveling and doing sports. They work on their education in order to get their dream job that will make them happy. But most important are holidays for Germans. They are an essential part of their life to get out of the normal routine and relax. Now I want to give you some advice from my personal experience. For me, it is very important to have a hobby that fulfills me, to have an escape from my everyday life, from the routine, and get my mind free. I also like to go on trips or do holidays together with friends or also by myself to experience new things, to discover new places, and also to get out of the normal routine. And lastly, I really like to be successful in something that I'm doing. So achieving good grades in university or seeing that I'm successful in what I'm doing, for example, my volunteering work, really gives me a feeling of happiness. Now, what do you say, Omaima?
People was the answer of an old Arab man who was asked by a YouTuber about the things that make him happy. He said that people are sweet. Humans are the most beautiful thing in life, especially when we respect each other. A young man said that doing what he is supposed to do towards God makes him happy. His first priority in life is that God is satisfied with him. And then comes his good-looking and beautiful clothes. Also, money makes him very happy. For another young man, happiness is his successful work and the satisfaction of his father and mother. A father assumed that his wife, his children, and his work are happiness for him. What makes him also very happy is when he gets to sleep early and when his kids don't jump on him to wake him up early in the morning. Otherwise, due to my own experience, for girls and mothers, shopping, makeup, coffee, and having good time with friends are the reasons to be happy. On the other hand, for men, food, and especially the delicious food, is a good reason to be happy. Also, football is a source of happiness for many of them. And when we take a look at the Arab countries who are suffering from war, we find another definition of happiness. We find people who are not happy but are dreaming to be happy. Like one Syrian guy has said, "What makes me happy in life is going back to Syria, to my country. Unfortunately, he can't do that." Also, the kids in those occupied countries are happy when they have a normal day like every one of us, a day without bombing, a day where they don't have to lose one of their beloved ones. The families there are happy when they can have a normal night's sleep like everyone else. So, to achieve happiness in the Arab world, I would like to give some steps that can be helpful. For example, we have to stop war in the occupied countries, stop killing innocent people, and the most important factor is to find freedom. Secondly, providing more jobs may also be a good reason to make people happy, especially since the statistics show that most Arab countries are suffering from poverty and lack of employment. Finally, staying healthy. Staying healthy is also very important to achieve happiness. So, like we have heard, the reasons for happiness can differ from place to place and across cultures, but to be happy is always the same feeling, because happiness is a sense of well-being, joy or contentment. When people are successful or safe or lucky, they feel happiness. Whenever doing something causes happiness, people usually want to do more of it, because no one ever complained about feeling too much happiness. So, what do you think now? What does happiness mean in your own culture? Could you find some activities you want to try now to become more happy? So guys, you have reached the end of our podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. We hope you can take something away from this for yourself. Thank you, and until next time. Bye!